Attorney General Eric Holder said earlier this month that he opposes a military tribunal for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. But Holder said he finally agreed to a military tribunal, only reluctantly because of congressional resistance to a federal civilian trial.
I know this case in a way that members of Congress do not. I have looked at the files. I've spoken to the prosecutors. I know the tactical concerns that have to go into this decision. So do I know better than them? Yes. I respect their ability to disagree, but I think they should respect the fact that this is an executive branch function.
In January, lawmakers passed a law prohibiting the use of federal funds to transfer defendants from Guantanamo to the United States. Holder acquiesced, saying the administration cannot allow further delay of the trial because family members of 9/11 victims have waited nearly a decade for justice. Alexander Santora is the father of firefighter Christopher Santora, who perished in the 9/11 attacks.
We should be in the sentencing stage. We should have been in the sentencing stage when they shut it down. And here we are starting from square one. It just boggles my mind.
Critics say a military tribunal could actually delay justice. Hina Shamsi, director of the National Security Project at the American Civil Liberties Union, says military tribunals have lower standards that do not meet U.S. constitutional and due process requirements.
And because they have lesser protections with respect to admission of secret evidence, admission of hearsay evidence, and in some circumstances evidence that has been obtained through coercion, they're going to be challenged on structural evidentiary grounds as well.
Defendants convicted in military trials have the right of appeal all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. The process can take many years. Anna Marie McAvoy, adjunct law professor at Fordham University, says certain civilian due process procedures are not feasible in terror trials. One is the constitutional right to a speedy trial.
In the United States, you have a right to an attorney. I mean, how can you get an attorney to Afghanistan on a battlefield within an hour or a day? You can't, especially an attorney who is familiar with whatever the process is in the United States, who also can speak whatever the particular languages of that person speaks.
McAvoy adds that unlike civilian trials, military tribunals can present evidence without the suspect knowing how it was obtained in order to protect intelligence sources.
In the United States, the problem is you also have a right to all of the information without any sort of filter for really whether it's national security information or not, which means that in the U.S. system on our grounds, that could really hurt us.
McAvoy says a terror trial in New York also exposes the city to additional risks of attack. Hina Shamsi disagrees.
Hundreds of terrorism cases have been tried in the federal courts without posing undue risk to Americans' security. In fact, it's the kind of risk that the American judicial system and security system knows well how to address, as shown by the fact that these trials have taken place.
Adding to Anna Marie McAvoy's concerns about security issues are complaints by New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg about the city's cost of securing the trial. Hina Shamsi counters that Guantanamo exacts a price nonetheless by damaging America's global image because President Obama promised to close the controversial facility. These are some of the thorny issues underpinning the trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his four alleged co-conspirators. Attorney General Holder said it was unclear whether the suspects could be sentenced to death if they pleaded guilty in military court. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, New York.